Hello, my name is Jamin Regis. I am 14 years old, and today is November 29th, 2017. And I'm speaking with Luann Regis, who is my mother. And we are recording this in Los Angeles, California. All right. So tell me a little bit about your childhood and what you were like as a child.
I grew up in Trinidad, which is an island in the Caribbean. It's the most southerly island of the Caribbean. And it's very different from living in the United States of America. It's an island. That's the first glaring difference. Island of 1.5 million people, so a very small country. Families know each other. It's a very small community. The culture is rich with a heritage of British colonization, French colonization, Spanish colonization. We have a rich culture of calypso and carnival. We are one of the most cosmopolitan countries in the world, because of the different colonies that I just mentioned. We have people of various mixed races, and it really is a true melting pot. What was I like as a child? Very inquisitive, very talkative, very spirited. I read a lot. I played a lot of sports. I'm the second of four, so I was a little bit more free-spirited than my older sister. I lost my mom when I was 8 years old, and my father raised the four of us. And, you know, just a typical happy child, very active. Again, very athletic, played many sports, including track and field, basketball, soccer.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
To my teenage self, what advice would I give to my teenage self? Knowing what I know now, I would probably say enjoy your teen years a little bit more, not be in so much of a rush to get older, because your teenage years are some of the most free and fun years that you can experience. You're almost an adult, but you're yet still under the care of your parents, so you have a little bit less responsibility, but a little bit more of an adult. So I think I would enjoy my teenage years a little bit more and not take them for granted.
Okay, can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
I think one of the most difficult moments in my life was when I lost my nephew to a brain tumor when he was 15 years old. It was one of the hardest things I've ever been through, one of the most grievous times, and still grieving it for my brother, even now. That was a really hard moment to get through.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories would be Christmas in Trinidad growing up as a child. My father would stay up at night wrapping Christmas presents for us, and we knew he would wrap them, but he would wait till we went to sleep at night on a Christmas Eve, and I would sort of get up and peek at him diligently wrapping gifts for us. That was really a special moment. I used to look forward to that.
Do you have any regrets?
In life?
As a child.
As a child. Any regrets? Not really. I can't think of any regrets that I mean, I had a really happy childhood, and when I think back on it, I think back with fondness and happiness. So I don't think I have any regrets per se.
Okay. Tell me about your siblings, and were you close with them?
So I have an older sister. It was four of us growing up. My elder sister, her name is Suzanne, and she recently passed away 3 years ago. It's another sad moment in my life. And then I'm the second, and I have a brother who's younger than me, and then another younger sister. So it's the four of us, and we were all very close. I have very different relationships with each of them. My older sister and I were very close. We were the two older ones, and we sort of took care of the two younger ones. But then my brother and I shared a room growing up, and he and I, as a result, were then and are still extremely close. I'm extremely close with my brother and cherish him a lot. And then I have a different experience with my younger sister as well. So those are my siblings.
Did you like school, and why or why not?
I liked school because I loved the social aspect of school. I didn't love most of my classes in high school. I excelled in French and Spanish, and from pretty early on knew that that's the path that I wanted to take in terms of study. So I sort of focused on those subjects and didn't really pay attention to the rest of the stuff that we did back then, which was like geography, science, math, English literature. But I loved school because I had a large group of friends, and being active in sports in school was a big part of my schooling life. So I definitely enjoyed school.
Okay, and when did you find out what you wanted to do later in life?
Well, looking back now, I think I could say that I never really found out what I wanted to do. I fell into a career in the entertainment industry, which is not something I was looking to do. I just sort of fell into it and you know, made it my own and enjoyed it and still loved it. But from very early on, as I said, I was very proficient in the languages, and I always wanted to pursue a career in using my French and my Spanish, my knowledge of French and Spanish. I never actually ended up doing that, but I still somehow managed to use that in the career path that I currently have.
What were your parents and grandparents like?
Well, unfortunately, I didn't know three of my grandparents. My mother's parents died when she was young, so I didn't know those grandparents, my maternal grandparents, at all. And my father's mother died when he was a teenager, so I didn't know my paternal grandmother. But I did have my grandfather on my father's side around, and he was a very fun, loving, you know, he did a lot of fun things with us. So I just had one grandfather, and then obviously, as I mentioned, my mother died when I was 8, so I don't really have too much of a memory of her, but my father raised us, and he was the most amazing father ever. He never remarried and devoted his life to taking care of his four children, so that's, you know, I sort of look at my dad as a hero.
What sports were you into growing up?
I played soccer. Club soccer. I played soccer at school. I also did track and field. I was a high jump athlete and excelled at that. And I also played not basketball, but we play a sport in the Caribbean called netball. It's British and British colonies sport. It's kind of like basketball, but there are different rules, and it's women. It's a woman's sport. So I played netball extensively throughout high school, and again excelled with that as well, playing for our high school. We were quite a successful team at the time.
And did you ever move houses or move schools growing up?
Yes, I changed schools when I graduated or matriculated from elementary school. I went to an all-girl high school, and that was a fun experience. We never really moved houses when I was growing up. We did some major renovations to our house when I was about 18 or 19, or maybe a little bit younger, I think. And so we moved into a temporary home at the time while our house was being renovated. But that was not a permanent move. That was the only move I can think of that we did in terms of moving houses.
And was it hard growing up with one parent?
It wasn't hard. It's just all I knew. So I didn't really know what to compare it to. I do know that every Mother's Day that would roll around, you know, I would observe my friends going to the mall and buying bouquets of flowers, or basically buying gifts for their mothers, and I would always feel a tinge of sadness and sort of a hole, knowing that I didn't have that experience. So that brought me a little bit of sadness at the time, but having never had really had a mother, I just, you know, I didn't know what to compare that to. So I just only knew my dad as everything, and that was my experience.
Would you have any advice for your grandparents?
Advice for my grandparents?
Grandkids.
Or grandkids. Advice for my grandkids. I would say, live your life and do what makes you happy. Try not to have any regrets in life. I mean, obviously mistakes will be made, but I think the most important thing now, looking back my life, is, you know, I would want to say, do things that make you happy and not happy for others.
Thank you.
You're welcome.